This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Many Pennsylvanians are not saving for retirement because their employer does not offer a retirement savings plan. State Representative Tracy Pennycook of Montgomery County is joining forces with State Treasurer Stacy Garrity to establish Keystone Saves. It would be an automatic IRA program administered by the state to help workers save for retirement. Representative Pennycook joins us now to provide details. Tracy, welcome. Tracy, we're going to talk about Keystone Saves. Before we get into the details of the program, what is the nature of the problem or the challenge that this program is looking to approach?
So unfortunately, most people do not save enough for retirement. And while everyone has that opportunity, it's a little overwhelming for the average person to figure out, do I do a Roth IRA? Do I do a traditional IRA? How do I even start saving for retirement? And so, unfortunately, people get to retirement age and haven't saved enough to live comfortably in retirement, thinking that Social Security will be enough to, you know, maintain your standard of living isn't accurate. So there's this huge gap between standard of living that you're used to and what you've saved for retirement.
There is a new program that you are proposing. It has the support of the state treasurer, Stacy Garrity. These are known as AUTO, A-U-T-O, and as an automatic, not automobile, automatic IRAs. And this program is going to be called Keystone Saves. Tell us about this program that you are looking to implement, and I understand you have bipartisan support for it.
I do have bipartisan support, which I think is really important that both sides of the aisle recognize that we have this problem in Pennsylvania of a shortage of retirement savings. And what this program does is it allows an employee to have money taken out of their weekly or biweekly paycheck and put directly into an IRA. And that sounds kind of simplistic, but if you're not seeing it in your paycheck, you're not missing it, kind of out of sight, out of mind thought process. And this is for the small businesses that have four or more full-time employees. And it's a platform that the treasurer will be managing. And it literally becomes almost so easy to do. I was able to watch someone enroll three fake employees into the system and then allocate their portion of their paycheck, and it was all done in less than 5 minutes. Very, very easy to use. The employee has all the control. He or she can decide how much to put in, stop and start, withdraw money, or opt out altogether. And there'll be a range of different products that are available to that person depending on what period of their life they are in. If they're early investors in their early 20s, then they can carry a little bit more risk in their investment because they have a longer term to let that money grow. So it's intended to get people kind of on the bandwagon of saving for retirement, but also there's an education piece to it where they're going to learn and they're going to be in control of their own fund, and hopefully they'll become more financially literate, be able to make more investment opportunities for themselves, more savings, maybe branch out into a money market account or whatever. But we're just hoping that this gives the average small business employee an opportunity to start saving for retirement.
What role does the business play in this, Tracy? Does the business have to set it up and manage it, or would that be handled by the state treasurer?
The quick answer to your question is no. The employer has very little to do except for getting them enrolled in the program online and then allocating so much of their pay and either do an electronic transfer every pay period or writing a check every pay period. That's it. The employee is in complete control of their own account.
We do have some experience with something similar to this in Pennsylvania, the 529 College Savings Plan. So in many ways, is this going to operate somewhat similar to that, where once the employee is enrolled in this? And since it's an auto IRA, I guess it also raises the question, once the law is passed, will employees automatically be included in it, or will they have to go to their employer or to the Treasury Department to do that?
No, what will happen is we're going to have a phase-in period. So the businesses that have the most employees are often in an automated payroll and human resources system. So they'll be the first ones that jump on the bandwagon and enroll their employees. And then we'll go smaller and smaller. If you have four or less full-time employees, you're exempt from the program unless you'd like to opt in. But I see it to be very, very simple, 5-10 minutes of initial enrollment, and then everything is on the employee to manage and to make decisions on their fund, add, increase, or decrease. So there's very little, except for the initial startup, that the employer is going to have to do.
We are talking with State Representative Tracy Pennycook about the proposed Keystone Saves program. It is an automatic IRA. And Tracy, as we look at this program, does it have the potential down the road to bring about some cost savings for taxpayers? Because if people are saving more on their own, does this reduce its reliance on state social services down the road?
It absolutely does. The numbers look to be about $14 billion in savings if we can get people to save more for their own retirement and rely less on state programs. And that's significant. Our population in Pennsylvania is older, and most people don't want to rely on the state because that increases taxes, that increases debt. There's all kinds of issues with that. So if we can get people to save for their own retirement, then they also have the confidence to know that they can take care of themselves in retirement and not be dependent on programs through the state that may or may not be funded, depending on what the economic outlook looks like.
I know the Pew Charitable Trust has done a tremendous amount of research into this particular issue. Tracy, have we actually seen an increase or a decrease in savings rates over that period of time because of the pandemic?
We've actually seen a decrease in the savings rates over during the pandemic. And I think right now with the inflation the way it is, as well as the inability to get employees, I think we're in a very tough situation. And I think we need to be a lot more fiscally conservative. And I think we need to, you know, kind of plan for the rainy day, because I think the rainy day is coming.
This program, proposed program, Keystone Saves, it's legislation that you and Representative Michael Driscoll have been introducing or have introduced. Where do we stand in the process, and what sort of legislative hoops do you now have to jump through in order to make this an actuality?
So we have a co-sponsorship memo is out. I believe we're up to like 50 co-sponsors on the co-sponsorship memo. It will be introduced after the holidays, probably the beginning of January. And at that point, it'll be assigned to a committee, and the committee will take it up. And then once it clears committee, it comes to the House floor for the vote. And hopefully we'll get that done relatively quickly. And then on to the Senate it goes.
The program is called Keystone Saves. We are talking with prime sponsor of legislation to set up this program, State Representative Tracy Pennycook, who represents the 147th Legislative District, Montgomery County in southeastern Pennsylvania. And Tracy, if we have listeners who would like to learn more about the proposed Keystone Saves program and or find out more about your legislation, where can they go on the web to get that information?
That would be on RepresentativeTracyPennycook.com. And then I'm also on Facebook, PA State Rep Tracy Pennycook.
Again, we have been talking with State Representative Tracy Pennycook. Tracy, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.